Well, there was this fellow over in Ireland, he saw in the newspaper that he could buy pills that would make you look 50 years younger. And so he bought a bottle of these pills, and he left them lying around the house. He forgot about them. And he went to America to visit his brother, and he was gone for a few months. And when he came back, he called his family and asked if they could meet him at the train station to pick him up when he came back. And so he gets off the train, and he's met by a beautiful young mother, a beautiful young woman pushing a baby in a stroller. And he says, "Who are you?" And she says, "I'm your mother." And she says, "That's incredible. That's fantastic. How did that happen?" She said, "Well, you know those pills that you left lying about the house? I took one of them, and look what happened." He said, "That's incredible. Who's that in the stroller?" And she said, "That's your father. He took two." Well, today we celebrate the fact that God became a baby. This little child in the manger is the second person of the Blessed Trinity, the Son of God. Today we celebrate Christmas, the birth of Christ. So we wish all of you a very holy and happy Christmas as we celebrate the birthday of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We celebrate the fact that God became a baby. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son. Christmas is celebrating the fact that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. That our Creator became part of creation. That the invisible God became visible. The incarnation happened. And Jesus is the gift of the Father. I remember once going into a class of five-year-olds, and they were all drawing pictures from the Bible. And I went up to one little girl, her name was Alice, and said, "What are you drawing?" She said, "I'm drawing God." And I said, "But no one knows what God looks like, Alice." And without missing a beat, she said, "They will when I'm finished." Now, what does God look like? Take a look at the manger. Because God became one of us, He looks like a little baby. So innocent, so pure, there He is, the Christ child, that we adore as our Lord and our Savior. So why did God send His Son into the world? The Catechism, the Bible, gives us the reasons. First, to save us from our sins. To redeem the world. To pay the price for the sin of our first parents. And then to show us how much God loves us. And that's why God entered our human race and became so little, so humble. He would then grow up and die on the cross and take our sins to the cross and then rise from the dead. And they say that if we were the only person ever to live, God would do all that just for us. He would become a little baby. He would grow. He'd be rejected. He'd be scourged and crowned with thorns and carrying the cross and crucified. He would do that just for you as an individual. That's how much God loves each one of you personally and individually. Did God have to suffer so much? No. But He did it to show the depth of His love. So God came into our world to redeem us, to open the gates of heaven, to save us from our sins, and to show us the depth of His love. And then He also became man to give us the grace to be able to enter into heaven, to establish His church, to give us the seven sacraments, so we can become holy and enter heaven one day ourselves. So Jesus is the gift of the Father. The Father gave us this gift. For God so loved the world. And that's why we give gifts at Christmas. Did you ever think about that? That's why you get gifts for your children, for your parents, for your brothers and sisters. It's a reflection of the fact that God was the first one to give a gift. He gave us the greatest gift, His only begotten Son. So when we give gifts to one another, it's a sharing in God's generosity. Because God gave us the greatest gift, His only begotten Son. So we should ask, I hope each of us have decided to give a gift to Jesus for His birthday. After all, it is His birthday, and we're so good about giving gifts to others. What gifts have we thought about giving the Lord? Perhaps this coming year, we could spend time in prayer every day. every day, dedicate your day to God and pray every day, 5, 10, 15 minutes a day. But how about we make that resolution to pray every day, to talk to God every day? That would be a wonderful gift to give to Jesus on his birthday. And how about reading the Bible? Why don't we try, every one of us, to read the Bible for 10 minutes a day? You know, if we did that, by the end of the year, we'd have read a large portion of sacred scripture. But what about Mass? Going to Mass each and every Sunday and Holy Day to receive our Lord Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. And then confession. Another beautiful gift to give the Lord is to go to confession at least during the four seasons: summer, winter, spring, and fall. Once around Christmas, once around Easter, once around the summer, and once in the fall. Those would be wonderful gifts to give the Lord for his birthday. Let me just end, as I like to do over the years, by reading just a little story, especially for all the kids that are here today. And it's called Santa at Bethlehem. Hopefully you have not heard this story before. It is very special. It's a very beautiful story. So we'll end with this. The night before Christmas, a beautiful night. The air was so crisp and the stars were so bright. And down by the lake you could still hear the ringing of laughter and sleigh bells and young people singing. In one little house on the wonderful eve, the children were guessing what Santa would leave. They hung up their stockings with big little eyes that shone with delight and the hope of surprise. And then Mother darkened the living room light, for this was the loveliest part of the night, when all the children were gathered to sing, "Happy birthday to you, our new little king." But a shadow of sadness enveloped their joy. There were tears in the eyes of one little boy. He turned to his mother and let out a cry, "Mom, the angels were there and the shepherds came by. The way was so clear and the star was so bright. Didn't Santa Claus stop at the stable that night?" The mother was stunned. There wasn't a stir. The five little children were looking at her. They wanted to know what the answer would be. What could she tell them? How could they see? Then she looked at the stable, the infant so sweet. She looked at the mother who knelt at his feet. The baby was love, the joy of the living, and Mary, the essence of sharing and giving. And there was the answer to counter her fear. What seemed inconsistent became very clear. For when before Christ was there ever a cause for any poor soul to expect Santa Claus? Yes. The infant was love and the joy of the living. And Mary, her baby, was sharing and giving. And Santa was there, a gift from above, invisible symbol of giving and love. There was joy in her heart when she wiped off her tear. And her words overflowed with genuine cheer, for now she was sure that her answer was right. Of course Santa came to the stable that night. And oh, with what joy did the children receive the story she told of the first Christmas Eve. It was the night before Christmas, a long time ago. Away to the north in the land of the snow, a toy maker ended his work for the day and went to the snowport to check on his sleigh. He fed all the deer in the reindeer corral and whispered, "I think I am finished for now." As Santa went home to get ready for bed, he fingered his beard and he quietly said, "The world is so silent, the wind is so light, a feeling of wonder is filling this night." Now back at the toy shop, the hard-working elves were busy arranging the toys on the shelves, and one little elf with a gleam in his eyes revealed to the others a lovely surprise. "I asked Santa, who were the girls and the boys for whom he had made all these beautiful toys, and Santa replied as he stood there and smiled, 'I made all these toys for one little child.'" When darkness had fallen and Santa slept sound and only the small little elves were around, the toys in the workshop came off the shelves and had the most wonderful time for themselves. And as they were frolicking late in the night, they suddenly noticed a beautiful light. And then they recalled with excitement and joy what Santa Claus said when he finished each toy: "I fashioned you into a wonderful thing, for someday you will be my gift to a king." When Santa Claus saw the remarkable light, he knew that tonight was the glorious night. At last, after all the years he had waited, The infant was born as the Bible had stated. So quickly he called every helper and aid to tackle the toys he had carefully made, the clowns and the balls and the musical trains, the rockets and boats and the passenger planes, the puzzles and crayons and coloring sets, a bike and a wagon and little toy pets. He bundled them up to the top of the sleigh, and led by the star, he began on his way. The night before Christmas, a beautiful night. The air was so crisp and the stars were so bright. Quiet and calm over Bethlehem lay. Silence replaced the noise of the day. High on a hillside, the angels were singing of peace and of love that the Christ child was bringing. And there in the manger, the infant was sleeping. And Mary and Joseph a vigil were keeping. A vigil of love, adoration, and prayer for Jesus, whom God had placed in their care. And late in the night, by the light from above, Santa Claus came with a heart full of love, and he gazed at the infant, the dear little Lord, and kneeling, he silently prayed and adored. Then Santa arose, and without any noise, he brought to Our Lady all the wonderful toys. He set them in front of her, one after one, and told them he had made them all for her son. And they sang. When Our Lady held the surprise, she whispered to Santa with tears in her eyes, "I thank you for what you have given my son. Your present is truly a wonderful one, and this above all is the most beautiful part, the love that is fostered for him in your heart. But you know that my son will be like other boys. He couldn't possibly use all of these toys. So each Christmas Eve, as if by the star, I'd like you to travel both near and afar, to visit the children as jingle bells ring in honor of Jesus, the new little king, and spread all your love and your spirit of giving so others may share in the joy of the living. And oh, Santa, take all these wonderful toys and give them with love to the girls and the boys, for that which you do for some other one is counted as if it were done for my son." Then sweetly she patted the toys with her hand and picked for her baby a little white lamb.